Extensive reading 1. The picture of Dorian Gray.
Through the open windows of the room came the rich scent of summer flowers. Lord Henry Wotton lay back in his chair and smoked his cigarette. Beyond the soft sounds of the garden, he could just hear the noise of London. In the center of the room, there was a portrait of a very beautiful young man, and in front of it stood the artist himself, Basil Hallward.
"It's your best work, Basil, the best portrait that you've ever painted," said Lord Henry lazily. "You must send it to the best art gallery in London."
"No," Basil said slowly. "No, I won't send it anywhere." Lord Henry was surprised.
"But my dear Basil, why not?" he asked. "What strange people you artists are. You want to be famous, but then you're not happy when you are famous. It's bad when people talk about you, but it's much worse when they don't talk about you."
"I know you'll laugh at me," replied Basil, "but I can't exhibit the picture in an art gallery. I've put too much of myself into it." Lord Henry laughed.
"Too much of yourself into it? You don't look like him at all. He has a fair and beautiful face. And you, well, you look intelligent, of course, but with your strong face and black hair, you are not beautiful."
"You don't understand me, Harry," replied Basil. Lord Henry's friends always called him Harry. "Of course I'm not like him," Basil continued. "In fact, I prefer not to be beautiful. Dorian Gray's beautiful face will perhaps bring him danger and trouble."
"Dorian Gray? Is that his name?" asked Lord Henry.
"Yes, but I didn't want to tell you."
"Why not?"
"Oh, I can't explain," said Basil. "When I like people a lot, I never tell their names to my other friends. I love secrets, that's all."
"Of course," agreed his friend. "Life is much more exciting when you have secrets. For example, I never know where my wife is, and my wife never knows what I'm doing. When we meet, and we do meet sometimes, we tell each other crazy stories, and we pretend that they're true."
"You pretend all the time, Harry," said Basil. "I think that you're probably a very good husband, but you like to hide your true feelings."
"Oh, don't be so serious, Basil," smiled Lord Henry. "Let's go into the garden."
Basil goes into the garden with Lord Henry. They talk about the painting and about Dorian Gray. Then Dorian arrives at the house, and Basil introduces him to Lord Henry. Lord Henry tells Dorian that he should value his youth and good looks, as youth is the most important thing in the world. He warns Dorian that time and age are his enemies.
In the house, Basil Hallward stood in front of the portrait of Dorian Gray. "It's finished," he said. He wrote his name in the corner of the picture. Lord Henry studied the picture carefully.
"Yes," he said. "It's your best work. It's excellent. Mr. Gray, come and look at yourself."
Dorian looked at the picture for a long time. He smiled as he saw the beautiful face in front of him, and for a moment he felt happy. But then he remembered Lord Henry's words. "How long," he thought, "will I look like the picture? Time will steal my beauty from me. I will grow old, but the picture will always be young." And his heart grew cold with fear.
"Don't you like it, Dorian?" asked Basil at last. "Of course he likes it," said Lord Henry. "It's a very fine work of art. I'd like to buy it myself."
"It's not mine to sell, Harry. The picture is Dorian's."
"I wish," cried Dorian suddenly, "I wish that I could always stay young and that the picture could grow old."
Lord Henry laughed.
"I don't think you would like that, Basil, would you?"
"No, I wouldn't like it at all," agreed Basil with a smile. Dorian turned, his face red and angry. Yes, you like your art better than your friends, he said to Basil. How long will you like me? Only while I'm beautiful, I suppose. Lord Henry is right. Youth is the most important thing in the world. Oh, why did you paint this picture? Why should it stay young while I grow old? I wish the picture could change and I could stay as I am. I would give anything, yes, anything for that. He hid his face in his hands.
Dorian, Dorian, said Basil unhappily. Don't talk like that. You're my dearest friend.
He turned to Lord Henry. What have you been teaching him? He asked angrily. Why didn't you go away when I asked you? Lord Henry smiled.
It's the real Dorian Gray, that's all.
Basil turned and walked quickly over to the portrait. It's my best work, but now I hate it. I will destroy it now, before it destroys our friendship. He picked up a long knife. But Dorian was there before him.
No, Basil, don't! You can't destroy it. That would be murder.
So, said Basil coldly, you've decided that you like the portrait after all.
Like it? Said Dorian. I'm in love with it. I cannot live without it.